Hello, listeners. We are back to continue our chat about Delhi Crime, the brainchild of writer-director Ruchi Mehta. We also have with us Shefali Shah, one of the lead actors from the cast of the already very popular Netflix original crime series. In the last episode, Ruchi let us in on his writing process. What we'll see on screen will be a product of 4 years of exhaustive research, drafting, redrafting, and interviewing a large number of cops. Thank you, Ruchi. The next thing I'd like to discuss is something practiced all over the world, which I'm also guilty of. We are very quick to blame the system. Since you spend so much time looking deeply into the ground reality, how much of your perception has changed about things? What would you want our audiences to especially know?
I mean, look, my understanding of the challenges faced by the police are based very much on my experiences with them, speaking to them and observing it. But, you know, simple things like an inspector, not a sub-inspector, an inspector may not have a vehicle to get to a crime scene and has to take a public transportation or get a ride.
And pay for it
out of their own.
Herself or herself.
Yep. Yeah. You know, the simple things like that. Those things, you know, every crime scene doesn't have the luxury of getting a forensics team. So sometimes cops have to call in a favor. And these are things that I don't think general public knows. Certainly people outside of India would never know. I don't actually think people in India generally know that this is the case. That this is, it's an under-resourced department. All of the police in this country is under-resourced. And within that, you have people who are really trying their best to make it work. They're really trying to get justice. So, for example, there's a line in the first episode where this CFSL guy says, "Yeah, you know, every officer has that one case," and they all say that. All the cops say that there's usually one case in their life where they take it absolutely personally. In this case, Vartika takes it very personally because that's what I saw happening. And then they pull out all the stops. They do everything they can to circumvent those challenges faced. The cops have to pay for their own petrol oftentimes because they don't have the budget. Most stations, they lose power at some point in the day. I mean, these things, how can you function as on the front lines of law and order when you have these impediments?
Yeah, there's a very interesting thing about this, about the power. So I remember one morning texting ma'am and saying, there's the sequence I'm doing, the interrogation. And I said, can I roll up the sleeves? Okay. And we had to keep the uniform because there is a protocol of the uniform. Mm. There is a protocol. Yeah. So you've got to stick to actually how they use it. So I texted her and I said, can I roll up my sleeves? And she said, yes, you can. But please remember, 2012 December was very cold and there was no power. Mm. So there was no heater.
Yeah.
So technically, she wouldn't roll up her sleeves because, coming to the larger point, they really don't have resources.
I
think, they're just people who take it personally.
Yeah.
They just go all out, even if it means pulling in favors, like you said. Yep. Putting in whatever they have into it.
Yep.
Just work around it.
Yeah. And that's not something they're necessarily recognized for.
It's something that we are not even, I wasn't aware of.
No, none of us are. But even like, you know, middle of the night, they have to eat. They warm up their rotis on a heater, not on a, they've run out of gas.
Yeah.
And they're not getting a new cylinder.
Right.
Until morning, maybe next week.
Right.
So they're using the heaters to warm up their rotis. You know, these are law enforcement, sub-inspectors.
Yeah.
So these types of things, they're very intimate, a lot of their challenges, and then some of them are quite big.
Now that's an eye-opener. We'd never have thought about it like that. That's it for this one. We'll come back shortly with an exciting episode of After Credits, Delhi Crime. Stay tuned.
Delhi Crime, now streaming only on Netflix.